Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. You're in tune with Women Obtaining Wealth or WOW. I'm your host today, Dina Harper Extraordinaire. How is everyone doing this beautiful day? Well, I hope you are doing excellent. Listen, you are tuning in to Women Obtaining Wealth, where we believe that wealth is more than just about money, that wealth really starts with the renewing of the mind, and that every woman deserves to have wealth in their lives. If you would like to join us by phone to listen in or to talk, please call 646-478-5836. Again, 646-478-5836. And if you really want to have some fun, join me in the chat room. Just go to your web address and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/women-obtaining-wealth. I'll hear you soon.
Well, hello, everyone, and thank you guys for joining WOW Radio, Women Obtaining Wealth. We're doing business as Urban Thick and Thrifting for Dollars. Thank you guys for joining. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta, Georgia. Sun is awesome. Feeling good, and I'm so excited about getting back to my podcast and getting back to the basics of what Women Obtaining Wealth is all about. So much we've been talking about Urban Thick, which is our online plus-size boutique and consignment store. It's just been blossoming and growing, and I'm so excited. But today, and because I've been getting emails about understanding or finding a person or finding your passion or your purpose, I wanted to share a little bit and break it down. And I'm also going to refer some of the information that I'm getting or speaking about, not only from my own experience, but I recently read Steve Harvey. And I thought it was a really good book. It was real vague. And that's the thing about books. Sometimes we get books and we have to, let me just speak from my point of view. I find that they're vague. They don't really give you the concrete evidence or the concrete information that you need to make, you know, some enlightening decisions. But what I've found helpful about Steve Harvey's book, and especially because I've read other things about him and, you know, different things, and then you see, you know, his growth and how he's really, you know, just expanded his brand over the last 10 years. You can't help but wonder, you know, how he got there and what he's doing. And I know, I'm just saying, from my point of view, I think it has a lot to do with the partner in his life, the wife in his life, and maybe learning from his past mistakes. But from time to time, he'll say something, whether it's in his talk show or his radio show, which I don't really listen to his radio show, but every now and then I'll listen to his talk show, that gives you these great little nuggets about some insight into his success. And so what I did was I read the book and I kind of broke things down so that I can understand them. And then I thought about them and did some other research to help me kind of gather the information that I can share with other people about finding your purpose in life. One of the things he used to say that used to bother me, but now I pretty much understand where he's coming from. He used to say, your passion is not, I don't know if he said it's not going to make you money, but it's not really the formula to success. And then he gave an example about he was passionate about baseball or something like that. I really had a problem with that, or I didn't understand where he was coming from, but now I kind of do, and I'm going to break it down on each show and explain what I feel he's saying. So if you're listening in on the show, if you want to share what today we're just going to talk about gift. That's it. We're going to start with the gift. Now, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that we're going to talk about in the whole to help people to really narrow down what it is their purpose is. But for right now, we're going to focus on just your gift. And the other ones that we're going to talk about in the following month is gift, it's skill, it's your talent. Of course, we're talking about passion and then purpose. And we're going to put all those things together. And hopefully through listening and going through podcasts, you'll be able to clearly see what it is that you can be doing. Now, if you're listening in and you have a comment or question or you want to share your gift, the number to call in is 646-478-5836. 646-478-5836. And just press the one key, and then you'll pop up in my queue. Otherwise, you're just listening in, and I don't know you have a question. So you have to hit the one key. And I do not have the chat room open because I find it's too distracting for me to stay on point with what I'm talking about. And we're only doing 30 minutes, so it kind of goes really quick. So, again, if you want to call in, you're listening to Dina Harbor. I'm your host. Women Obtaining Wealth, we're talking about our gratitude and growth series, Finding Your Special Gift. And again, we're starting with gift, three, four other things that can help you. Now, sometimes just starting out with your gift can reveal what your purpose is. And sometimes you have more than one purpose, but one particular thing kind of stands out or you feel more strongly about than the others. We're going to talk about that as well. So that's what we're covering today. Again, this is Dina Harbor, your host, the number 646-478-5836. So earlier this morning on Facebook, I posted a post about the gift. Or finding your gift, or I think I just put, what is your gift, earlier this morning. And if you want to follow the post about Women Obtaining Wealth, we're on Facebook, just facebook.com/Women Obtaining Wealth. And usually I'll try to post something earlier to get feedback from other people. But what I notice is that people, they'll read it, And every now and people will email me, but they don't really want to put it out there what they're doing, or I don't know why, but, you know, I'm like an open book, so I'm always putting stuff out there and sharing information. So that's just one of my gifts or one of the things that I do. So I don't have a problem with it, but I understand and respect everyone who, you know, do not want to discuss it or talk about it for whatever reason. But what I said in the post was, for this purpose, let's define gift as something that comes easy to you but harder to others. Clue for you. It's your gift is something that comes easy to you, yet it's harder for others. Okay? A gift is something positive. Okay, wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm saying it right. A gift is something positive you do for yourself or others that make you feel good inside. Okay, so it's a gift that you, there's something positive, and it's or for others that make you feel good inside. And the first thing I think of is when, you know how some people know how to really cook something really well, and or I can think of someone that is really good with kids, and all the little kids always, you know, look up to them or just fall in love with them easy. And sometimes, you know, when sometimes people will say to you or may have said to you, like in the case of a child, you know, she doesn't go to people like that, or he doesn't, you know, go to people like that, or he doesn't let people hold them. That's one of your gifts, because it's something that you just do and, you know, not even thinking about it or making a big deal about it, but it's just something that you do that usually, here's another hint, usually someone will comment or compliment you on that gift. So they'll say something like, oh, my goodness, you did that? Girl, I could never do that. Or, ooh, you made that look so easy. Those are clues. That's considered a gift. And like I said, you may have, which people usually do, have more than one, several, a lot, you know, and it's just something that comes easy to them. And I'm going to finish the post. Your gift is something that others, like I was saying, others may compliment you on, and you only saw it as just something that you do, which us as women do this all the time. It's like we don't see it as a big deal. We're so used to doing so many things, and so when we do this thing that is our gift, it comes so easy to us that we just push it aside or put it out of our mind, and we don't really give it maybe the time or nurture it like we should. And then the post goes on to say, it can be one thing or many, but pay attention to the one thing that comes to your mind first. And then next month we'll talk about skills. But that's in a nutshell one of my gifts. One of my gifts that kind of shocked me when I really started thinking about it. Well, I always knew that money and math was something that I enjoyed doing. But growing up, I didn't really see myself as a sales person. I didn't really understand what sales was. And when I did kind of grow up a little bit and think about a sales person, I always thought it was people like car salesmen or people that I saw that basically kind of harass you into buying from them, or, you know, they keep trying to make you buy something you don't really want. But that's really not, well, that's a, I mean, I guess, I mean, you can sell in different ways. But when I was 10, I used to buy penny candy. I used to take my dollar to the store before I boarded the school bus, because I got bused to another school. But, you know, I didn't see anybody do this. It's just something that I felt that I could do. So what I did was I took my dollar and I went to the store, and that's what a lot of kids did. I mean, you just bought candy before you went to class in the school, and then you shared it with your friends, and you know, sometimes, especially at elementary school, candy was power. It's like if you had the best candy, you got to get the best friends because you would share your candy, whatever. So anyway, getting back to sales and one of my gifts. So I went and I bought candy, and back then you could still buy penny candy, and I would buy various types of candy, and then I would board the bus. And one thing that I noticed right away is when I went to the other school outside of my neighborhood, the kids there didn't have stores around the school. It was like there weren't stores around the school, okay? And then another thing I picked up on really quickly is that the kids mostly brought their lunch. And that was kind of like, we didn't really bring our lunch to school. I mean, some kids did, I guess. But for the most part, I guess, because we was considered inner city kids, we ate at school. So that wasn't something that, that was a big difference. So as I started going to school and stuff, I noticed that the kids basically had little snacks, which was mostly fruit. So when we started going to the school, you know, like I said, a lot of us would have candy or buy candy before boarding the bus. Most of us will probably eat it by the time, you know, when we got on the bus and by the time we got to school, no one would have any. But I kept my candy. I would eat just a little or maybe share just a little. But I started selling my candy when I got to the school because the kids was always asking me for it. And I was like, no, I'm not just going to give you guys my candy. You know, you can buy 3 for a quarter. And that was my little stab. Like, you can buy 3 for a quarter, supply and demand, right there. They wanted it in their lunch boxes. They had fruit. I had candy. So that was one of my gifts, that it just came very easy. I didn't, you know, learn it in school. I didn't practice it over time. I didn't really see it as a hard thing to do or a big deal. I didn't write it down and write a plan, you know, all that kind of stuff. It was just something that came naturally. It's just something I picked up on. Hey, there's a big difference between our school and this school, or the school I went to and this school, and they don't have candy and they don't have stores, and we have candy and we have stores, and they have fruit and I have candy and they want my candy. I know their parents was probably bad because most of them had braces, but, you know, hey, that was something that came easy. So what would be a good idea is for you to just take, you know, 5-10 minutes and think about what your gifts are. And sometimes when we're thinking about ourselves and what it is we're good at or what our gifts are, it's difficult for us to look at ourselves that way. So you may want to call someone you trust or a good friend and ask them, you know, what do you think I'm good at? Or have you saw me do something that you think I do that other people can't do? You know, you may want to have that conversation, because I know when I was in corporate America doing my corporate job, it was really hard for me to focus on my gifts because I was so ingrained with doing a good job or doing a great job and understanding and learning my job that I didn't really focus on my personal gifts. I always focused on, and this will be what we're going to talk about next time, my skills. I was thinking that if I was skillful at something, good at something, my job, that's what I was supposed to do. And that's not necessarily true. However, it's something that is very helpful when you're going through this process. So again, the number is 646-478-5836. This is Dina Harbor, your host from Women Obtaining Wealth. We're talking about gratitude and growth. And we're finding, just today, we're talking about finding your special gift. And so I broke down gift for you from a post I posted earlier. Again, if you want to find out more about Women Obtaining Wealth, go to our Facebook page, just / Women Obtaining Wealth, or search us out. We also can talk about Urban Thick. I would be glad and welcoming to our customers, our models, our sellers to discuss and to talk about anything, their experience or whatever with Urban Thick, that I'm very, very proud of how we're growing. And I look forward to working with more sellers and getting you guys paid within 30 days, which is something that we're stamping our guarantee on, that if you send us your clothes to sell for you from our consignment, as a consignment seller, we'll get you paid in 30 days. So you may want to check that out. Again, you can go to urbanthink.com. under sale, and you'll see consignment seller. Also want to talk about, and again, I'm welcoming those calls as well. So if you don't want to talk about your gifts, if you want to talk about Urban Thick, if you have a question about Urban Thick, what we do, how you can get started, or online selling, we'll take your questions as well for that. 646-478-5836. We're also going to talk about, and we're also taking questions for other business, which is thrifting for dollars. And I'm getting, real excited again about my thrifting, because at one point I wasn't seeing items as fruitful, I guess, or as many as I used to. But I'm shifting my focus and looking more at vintage items. And it's great because that is a very, very huge market. I met a guy today, Ramon, I think he said his name was, and he saw me researching a book. And he was coming down the aisle. I kind of saw him. But I always look at people and, you know, just to make sure I'm not in their way or whatever, because sometimes, you know, the aisles are so small that it's hard for people to maneuver in and out. So I saw him pass by, and while I was doing my research, he asked me, did I sell on FBA, which is Amazon? And I said, yes. And so we started talking, and he said that he works a full-time job, and he's doing this part-time, and he's been doing it for 2 months. And so I gave him a couple of tips that he could use. And I, like I said, I never mind sharing information. So if you guys want to learn more about this, what I like about being an online seller, and also what I love about Urban Thick, we not only try to be in business, like, to make money, that's fine. But a part of women obtaining wealth is to do something for ourselves as well as the community, others. So we try to keep that in mind when we're whether we're doing our podcasts, seminars, classes, and our business model. So, like, for instance, with Urban Thick, we're not only just saying, you know, give us our clothes, we're splitting the sale 50-50 and saying, you know, we did this much work, you did that much work, and we don't charge you any types of fees until we sell your item. Now, if you go into any consignment store, they're going to charge you probably a setup fee, an administrative fee. I don't know. They usually call it some type of fee that they take off the top before you get anything. We don't do that. Another thing is, we pay for shipping, so you don't have to even worry about, oh, well, you know, you guys are online and you're in Georgia and I'm in Arizona or I'm in California. It doesn't matter. What matters is you pack that stuff up that you're not wearing, because that's money that could be in your pocket, and ship it to us. We'll do the rest. So we're always going to and always have as part of our business model. So getting back to thrifting for dollars, that's why I was sharing this information with him. Because to me, it's too plentiful out there. There's so many avenues of what you can sell. Now people are into private label selling. That's a great business model, and a lot of people are making a lot of money doing that. And someday, hopefully, if I trust a product enough to put my brand on it, I will do that in the future. However, I haven't found a product like that. And a lot of people are doing it just to make money real quick, but like that hoverboard flash behind that hoverboard that they were selling. They were getting it from China or Korea, wherever they were getting it from, putting their name on it, and these things are catching on fire and doing all kinds of things. You have to be careful. People talk about drop shipping and this and that and that. We can talk about that. Those are also business models, but for me personally, I want to see the product before I post it and put my name behind it, on it, you know, because when people get their product, they are going to see Urban Thick, or they are going to see Wow. They are going to look for the person who sold them that item. And if you're just having someone shipping product from one place to another without you even inspecting it, hoping that everybody else is doing what they said they're going to do, I mean, it's on you. And a lot of people are doing it, but that's just not a business model I would choose for myself. So, again, you can call and ask questions about reselling, thrifting, flipping. We can talk about that. Again, the number is 646-478-5836. If you have a comment, just press the 1 key. Let me know that you're there, and I'll take your questions or comments. Okay, so I'm getting a call on my regular phone, and I can't take the call. So, again, we're going to wrap up the show if no one has a question or comment. And make sure everything's okay. Ah! Okay, I thought I'd hung up. Okay, we're good. So we're going to wrap up the show if no one has a question or comment. We've been on for 28 minutes or so. Again, the number is 646-478-5836. We talked about the gratitude and growth series, and that the talk for the day is gift. And we also talked about Urban Thick, our online plus size boutique and consignment store, if you have any questions, or you can just go to urbanthick.com and find out all the information there. And then we also are talking about flipping or thrifting for dollars. You can go to thrifting for dollars. Okay. One there, thrifting for dollars, and you can find out anything about that. So we have a caller. Caller 910, you're on the line. Do you have a comment or question?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, hold on. We're about to wrap up the show. So thanks for calling in. Hold on. All right, you guys. So we're going to wrap up the show. Thank you guys for listening. This is Dina Harbor coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia. It's a beautiful day, saying enjoy your day. Have a wonderful day. Again, catch us on Facebook, Women Obtaining Wealth, and we'll catch you next month, the fourth Sunday of the month at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 Pacific. Have a great day.